Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, almost time for happy hour. Thank God I don't have to feed you, caveman,
right,
for happy hour.
Yeah, I eat you out of house and home.
Yeah, right? Thank God I have, what do I have? I have mahi-mahi and wild salmon from Omaha Steaks in my freezer to save me because I fed caveman when he was here for...
Feed me, Seymour.
Yeah, caveman non-lawyer here. I fed him, and now I am SOL, but not because OmahaSteaks.com. I got the most amazing shrimp, Chilean sea bass, wild Alaskan salmon, that mahi-mahi. Mm-hmm. If you are, like caveman, meat-eater, the Grand Summer Grill-Out Package right now lets you stay home, eat like you're at the best steakhouse in town. And right now, that package, they chuck in 4 of the best burgers in the world, 4 gourmet jumbo franks.
Yum.
Bam. And it's all vacuum sealed, flash frozen, delivered right to your door in a cooler and dry ice. It is amazing. I'm telling you, something for everybody, right? Bacon wrap, filet mignon, pork chops, chicken, kielbasa, all delivered right to your door. Do it! The Grand Summer Grill Out Package. Get it with happy hour. Get it. Type Stephanie in that search bar. This week only, you'll get those 4 extra burgers and gourmet jumbo franks. Complete your steakhouse experience, omahasteaks.com. The code is Stephanie in the search bar. This up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm ready for an angry vagenda of manicide. Kimberly Johnson is
here.
Hello. I mean, we know you as Bob Seska's refrigerator sex partner, but you are so much more.
Yes,
so much more.
I'm an angry feminist.
You are, first of all, you're hot. But secondly... Oh. You are a brilliant writer, author, blogger, podcaster yourself.
Yes.
I mean...
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes. Let's not be overshadowed by the stupendous Bob Seska.
Bob Seska. No, and thank you for having me on. This is so cool. I'm so excited.
I've been a huge fan, and I was saying, first of all, you can't be that angry because you're fucking Bob Seska, who is the
oh my
hottest,
God.
Best
Stephanie.
Man
I know,
in the world.
Really?
I met you both in person for the first time at San Francisco Sexy Liberal, and
yes.
They are like super sexy, hot, like tall, genetically engineered super soldiers. You look like okay. How tall are you? How tall is Bob?
I'm 6 feet, but I'm sure I was wearing heels, and he's 6'4". So wow. I was probably like 6'3" when I met you.
Right. You are intimidating and sexually confusing because
that's what I hear. Just but, a little.
Anyway, you are, but you both are incredibly funny, smart, yep. Unbelievably sexy. I don't even know where to start. This week was the perfect week. Okay, because we saved the uncensored AOC for you.
Oh, awesome.
For your angry vagenda of manicide because of Ted Yoho's asshole comments. Yeah. AOC. Here she is on the floor of Congress this week.
I walked back out, and there were reporters in the front of the Capitol. And in front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, a fucking bitch. Mm. These were the words that Representative Yoho levied against a congresswoman. The congresswoman that not only represents New York's 14th congressional district, but every congresswoman and every woman in this country. Because all of us have had to deal with this in some form, some way, some shape, at some point in our lives.
Not you, right, Kimberly? That's not where the angry vagenda of manicide came from.
No, it's never happened to me.
Where does your feminism come from? Because when you hear that, you're like, yes, this is what I write and talk mm-hmm. about and yeah. write.
Well, you know, I mean, I've always been a feminist, but it's not like I walked into rooms and announced it to everybody, you know. But then in 2012, when Limbaugh was calling Sandra Flick a slut for not, you know, she was trying to get birth control into her religious school, or religious college, you know, I was like, what the fuck is this all about? And so I started writing about that. And it was a fluke because at the time I was pushing my book, The Virgin Diaries, and I was not political and I wasn't running around calling myself a feminist. But, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I wrote an open letter to him from a liberal slut, and I guess the rest is history. But that just made, you know, it was one thing led to another, led to me advocating for the Equal Rights Amendment. I got to meet Alyssa Milano. Yeah. I got to tell her about it. And thank God, because she helped get it passed, you know, in Virginia. So it started there. It started with Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. You said this was all a fluke. Get it? Because it was about Sandra Flick.
Yeah.
You see what you did? That was funny. And you didn't even know. You didn't even know. Okay. But yeah, she needed pills for endometriosis.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. when, yes, and you're right. They were he was slut-shaming an entire nation of women. And yes. Kimberly, I mean, this is a perfect week to have you on because not just starting with the Women's March after, you know, President Grab a Pussy, but right through the how, you know, this blue, beautiful female wave in 2018 that brought in the AOCs of the world.
Yeah.
Now he's gassed fucking tear gassing mothers in Portland. And if you thought women were pissed before, right?
No, yes,
we all
no,
have yeah. an angry vagenda now, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do. I mean, even some of those moms that voted for him in 2016, they're starting to see the light, thankfully. I mean, I don't think he's going to get rid of all of his base, but a lot of them are peeling off because they're starting to see, wait a minute. And they keep calling it Joe Biden's America while they're showing pictures of, you know, of these federal soldiers throwing tear gas at people.
Right.
But hello, we're in Trump's America.
Right.
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah, I have lost another thought just then, but yeah, you actually tweeted about this. You said, like Hitler. By the way, you had me at like Hitler. Whenever you start a sentence with like Hitler. You said Trump is sending his own Gestapo to damage U.S. cities, fires, graffiti, violence, etc., so he can blame it on the peaceful protesters. This is his Reichstag fire ongoing. Mm-hmm. You said have to find a different way to protest because Trump is setting Americans up. It's a trap. Pass it on. And you were the only one on Twitter that I saw that said that, Kimberly.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to give some of the credit to Ali Velshi because there was a video accompanying my tweet which talked about Hitler, but Ali Velshi was talking about the fact that Nixon did something very similar when he was trying to get reelected, sending the cops out, and, you know, some of those cops were beating up on innocent protesters. And I might have this wrong as far as which dates because I'm not sure if it was – I'm not sure what date this happened, but Ali Velshi was talking about basically how this happened before. So we've seen this story before. We cannot allow this fucking orange mutant to basically manipulate us into believing that that it's Black Americans or angry liberal mobs that are doing, you know, they're the ones causing the damage, and then they swoop in as if they're the solution. And so it's really fucking scary, you know? I mean, it's like, laughing aside, this is so scary. And I used to live in Soviet Russia when I was 12.
I was going to get to that, but first of all, can I just take a moment to say, I love your potty mouth so much. I love you smart, I love you funny, I love you. How is your sexual fluidity, and what is the chance of a three-way with Louis Bob?
Stop it.
Is there room in your refrigerator? Is there room in your refrigerator for you to fuck?
Only for you. Only for you.
Okay. I'm little. I can
fit in the crisper drawer.
I can fit in the crisper.
I know. You're so skinny. I'm so jealous.
You won't even know I'm there. But no, I was going to get to all about you, but you tweeted, I lived in Soviet Russia in 1981. I was 12. I saw communism. I felt it. I smelled it. I lived in it for one school year. It was like being a guest in prison with privileges. I never thought I'd see a KGB oligarch take America down, yeah. But Vlad's getting close. Why are we letting him win?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like I can't believe this is happening every day. I'm like, what the fuck? And, you know, when we found out that it was like for real that Russia was attacking our elections, the immediate thought I had was, you know, he's going to put his tentacles so far into our government, which I think is clear. That's already happened. And as much as, I mean, I know he's not running everything. I know that there are more influences on Donald Trump than just Putin. But, you know, once Donald Trump is out, we're still going to have to deal with whatever Putin has on whoever he, I mean, just like, for instance, and I'm skipping all around, but Mayor Lightfoot on Tuesday was very adamant about not having federal troops in Chicago. And now all of a sudden, oddly, she's changed her mind. And I'm like, you know, I mean, and I know a lot of people are getting angry with her,
yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to be overly paranoid, but what happened?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden such a change. It's a little suspect to me.
Well, as you know, God made the happy hour to be dirty, and that's why he also made the Clean Phone Pro to disinfect it.
Okay.
And everything else in your life. The Clean Phone Pro is just a no-brainer. It's a you gotta have.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just need it. You got to have it. It disinfects. It's the UV light they use in hospitals to disinfect masks. We do our masks in there,
yeah,
right?
Every
we
day.
We do our phones.
Every
you got to put your phone in there.
Yes.
There's no point washing your hands 100 times and then carrying around grubby objects, right? Your credit card, your keys, your glasses, your sunglasses, your jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in there, and it charges and disinfects at the same time, right?
That's amazing.
No, that's not amazing. You know what's amazing? Is
what?
It comes with a car plug adapter now.
That's amazing-er.
See, you wasted your amazing.
I did. I should never go hyperbolic right? So early.
Because, yes, exactly. You went to warp speed too early.
I did.
Because when you're out, you've got to disinfect stuff right away. Time is of the essence. We know coronavirus is aerosolized. Mm-hmm. Bring it with you. Disinfect everything that you take out with you. If you're going anywhere where there's lots of people, you got to have this, the Clean Phone Pro. Right now, the code is SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. You'll get free 2-day shipping. You can defend yourself and your family from bacteria and virus. It's thenewdealshop.com. They have KN95 masks. They have disposables. They have sanitizer. Everything you need. TheNewDealShop.com. You get free 2-day shipping by adding the code SEXYLIBERAL at TheNewDealShop.com. That is TheNewDealShop.com. By the way, where did Angry Vagenda of Manicide come from? Did Bob say that, or did you say that and then...
You know, honestly, I think there was, and I'm sure it was a manipulated photoshopped church sign that said Vagenda of Manicide on it, and I just decided to take it. It's mine.
Right, but okay. But is it also, my imagination, it's female mayors, that, right? You know, Mayor Bottoms, like Brian Kemp's trying to cockblock her mask.
Right.
It's, you know, female governors and female mayors. I mean, and how about him tweeting, suburban housewives, you better pay attention.
Yeah.
There's women tweeting, I will kick you in the fucking balls if you call me a suburban housewife. Right.
And then there's the wall of moms. I mean, the wall of moms, hopefully, I really hope that these wall of moms are going to have a, like, how can Trump's troops, whoever the fuck they are, shoot at the moms?
I know.
How can that happen?
That's shoving them.
It can't happen.
I know. Now I was going to say you were just a little head for a minute. You just need to bring your camera. There you are. All right, a little farther. I want to see a little tit. Okay,
oh,
what? It's okay. She likes it.
God.
It's not manicide because I'm a woman. She's fucking hot. What? Okay, here's my point. Could I have some nostalgia music? Let's learn more about Kimberly A. Johnson.
Makes her tick.
Born in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes. This is the James Lipton part of the interview. Born and raised in Southern California,
uh-huh.
Author, activist for women's rights. I read you in HuffPost, brilliant. Director of media and public relations for We Are Woman, fantastic. Peyton's Choice, your first fiction novel.
Yes,
political blogger, of course. And then this is when you, in the 1980-81 school year, you lived with your dad, who was a network news cameraman. That's how you went to Russia. Okay.
Yes.
Your most prominent role... This had to be super hot, a police officer on Days of Our Lives.
Yes, I did that from 96 to 2002.
Super hot, like Angie Dickinson, but hotter for 7 years. What? Okay, working with your mom and business partner, you co-wrote The Virgin Diaries and Ain't No Sunshine, Men Revealed a Pain of Heartbreak, and then the sole author of American Woman, The Pole Dance, Women, and Voting. And I love your podcast, Start Me Up. You talk to a lot of the same, we all are exchanging bodily fluids, me and Bob, you and me, it's already happening.
Yeah.
It's very incestuous, yes.
But you talk to a lot of our beloveds, right? You've had Frangela and Glenn Kirshner and all these amazing activists. And
Brooklyn Dead Defiant. I actually just talked with Best in Show's Jim Pittick the other day. He was the one who was one of the judges at the dog show with Fred Willard. Oh, my God. It was so much fun talking to him. He's a great guest.
I heard you and Bob talking about just alone asking him, how did you keep a straight face sitting next to Fred Willard? Because, right.
I don't know how he could do that.
And you describe it just as I would. I'm willing to call BS when I see it. I don't care if it's coming from a right-winger or a self-professed bleeding heart liberal. I'm not always politically correct, and I'm a huge fan of loose talk and salty language.
Good.
Sarcasm guaranteed, political correctness at a minimum. It's like I created you in a laboratory just for my own. But all right, wait, let's nostalgia music again. So, all right, you've had a fascinating life up until now. This has been a lot of... you really have been engineered in a lab somewhere for this kind of moment in our history. But because I remember listening to you back in your reading you during, because it started with Hillary, right? Like I keep saying every day, I will fucking die mad about what this country did to Hillary Clinton. Yep. And you were talking about the Weinstein news in particular. You said misogynists on the left and right immediately pounced on Clinton when the Weinstein news broke as if it was her fault, as if anything she said would have changed anything. You said, how can I make this assertion? See the entire 2016 election. See how she was ignored when she warned voters and the world about Donald Trump. How she was ignored when she warned about Russia attacking our democracy. How she was ignored and treated if she were a criminal because she had the gall to run for president while having a vagina. Mm-hmm. And you said, I know the mob will insist any other Democratic woman would have been a better candidate, but that's what they'll say about the next Democratic woman who runs. And it's true, right?
Yes, I don't even remember writing that. Wow.
Well.
But yeah, see, there you go. So much anger. So much anger in my vagenda. But it's true. I mean, you know, they were saying that if back in 2016, they were saying that if it were Warren, it would be different. Oh, we would like Warren. And then look what happened to Warren.
Yes.
So wrong. I think it's just a woman.
She and Kamala, I think, faced a lot of the same misogyny and the same bullshit that they're corporatists and establishment. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
First of all, Elizabeth Warren if they did, you know, they vote the most liberal. She's by far more liberal than Bernie. And, you know, so is Kamala in voting record. They voted like the most, I don't know, whatever organization does, the most liberal senators. And I can't remember where they all, but half of them fell more liberal than Bernie, but yet they were establishment corporate, whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Well, she's either an establishment corporate Dem or she's a socialist. So, you know, she just can't win.
Right. Who do you have a hunch who, and do you have a favorite on the VP pick?
Well, I do have a hunch, and it's not based on my personal preference, but I do think it's Elizabeth Warren. And I,
really?
I'm not very good at predictions, so don't hold me to this. But the reason I'm going with this is I saw, you know, Joy Reid interviewed Biden the other night. And so, you know, he acknowledged black people brought me to the dance. They're the ones who have had my back. We've had each other's back, blah, 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 blah. And then he, and then David Plouffe came on. So I, was that,
yeah.
was that Obama's campaign manager?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
sure. But anyway, so he said that, specifically he said, that's a very personal choice for Biden. And what he's going to need is somebody who can walk down the hall when any issue comes up and talk to them. And I was just thinking, because I think that Elizabeth Warren falls into that category of knowing how to deal with a variety of different policies and issues that may come up. And so that was my guess.
Well, I was she and Kamala in the, well, I voted for Warren because Kamala dropped out so soon, but I was Kamala and Liz in the primary. So I'll pee myself either way. But
well, that's how I feel. I'm going to be happy no matter who it is. But my favorite candidate was Elizabeth Warren, so it's hard for me to. And I know that it's important as far as, you know, putting a black woman. We should have had a black woman president now. Like, we should have had many. So it's ridiculous. But I totally agree that, you know, it's time for a black woman. But I still like Warren.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of being ready on day one, I mean, I think it's her or Kamala. It's, you know, it's interesting because we were saying we have such an embarrassment of riches in terms of women, all the women being mentioned, right? But, you know, it also is going to have to be who he's most comfortable with. And then you think, oh, maybe that's Susan Rice because he's worked, he worked with her for so many years. I mean, it's hard to know. And again, I love Elizabeth Warren, but her age and her and being white, you would think might go against her. I don't know. I mean, Joy Reid was very pointed about, is it going to be a black man? Because then I thought, like, even women of color, like Governor Grisham or Tammy Duckworth, you're like, is that not going to be? Because it was specifically black women that helped him win the nomination. I don't know. So it's hard to know what the thinking is, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like you said, I don't care who it is as far, because you know what? I like Elizabeth Warren so much, but I think no matter what, she's going to be all over his administration. So I think that whoever he chooses, I'm going to trust him. And I'm so sick and tired of everybody on social media getting their panties in a bunch about the fact that, you know, oh, but I like this one and I like that one. And you can't say anything about any of them, whether it's Kamala or Elizabeth. You're going to get blowback, and it's like, I'm just going to do the happy dance because it's going to be a woman.
Yeah.
And that woman is going to, as Joe Biden said months ago, she will be ready if something happens, and she will be ready by 2024.
And I believe that she will be the next president, whoever it is.
Without it.
Will you still have an angry vagenda of manicide when we have a female vice president and vice president?
Of course, because there's going to be so many misogynist men who are going to be freaking out about it, and it's going to be so much fun to mock them.
Yeah, you said it best. You said Ted Yoho's afraid of AOC. You said men are afraid of strong women. Putin feared Hillary Clinton, not because physically stronger. He feared her because she's intelligent. And if she were POTUS, he knew she'd use her power to keep him from attacking the United States, which I can't believe Trump fucking mentioned. Oh, I just joked to Putin. And no reporter still asked, what about the bounties? And what about?
I don't even know. Yeah, what is up with that? How can they not be asking him about this? That's just weird to me.
Yeah. No, I know. Hold that thought. You know that this happy hour is on video as well. Think you can escape video in quarantine, but you can't. Mm-hmm. There is literally nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You got FaceTime meetings, you got Zoom meetings, right? You got social media.
And with a mask on, everybody looks at your eyes.
Right? Yeah. You're taking pictures, right? Your family can see what you're up to.
Yep.
And then you're like, I'm wearing a mask. But then your eyes, right? Crow's feet, under eye wrinkles, whatever.
Oh,
that whole, yeah.
Can't have any of that.
I cover the frown line and the crow's feet. Plexiderm, it works.
It's called Plexiderm.
We're obsessed with the TV commercial people from New York. But it works out. We got a lot of sun out here. We got a lot of squinting.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Got a lot of crow's feet.
Yep.
We need some, you all need some Plexiderm. It's a little pick-me-up. Come on, it makes you feel a little better. This is a tough time we're all going through. You use a tiny, like the head of a pin. That's all you need under each eye. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES. You get half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off. That is a bar and a goon.
It is.
It really is. Or try the $14.95 trial pack. Call them if you'd like to talk to a person. I'm lonely, so I do that. 1-800-685-1292. The code is VOICES. Or go right to triplexiderm.com. The code is VOICES. That is a deal for an amazing quality product. Half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off. Or if you're skittish, $14.95 trial pack. Type in voices at triplexiderm.com. Did. Yeah, you said it too. I've said this too. Trump has turned America into a shithole country. I mean, we can't go anywhere. We are the, I said yesterday, we're the world's lepers. We can't.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Everybody keeps saying, I'm going to leave. And it's like, nobody wants you. No one wants, we are the shithole now. He has made us the shithole of the planet.
I loved your tweet. I kind of want the word tremendous removed from the English language.
I know.
Can we get that done? Can we get that be an amendment? I just can't fucking hear it again.
No, and I don't even want to, like, I edit myself. If I'm ever going to say tremendous, I'm like, I can't say that. I can't say that word because I just think of his face.
Well, yeah, he only has like a 6-word vocabulary, so we could just remove those 6 words so that we can get through our PTSD.
Big, beautiful, and bigly.
Bigly. No one's ever seen anything like it before. No one's seen it before.
The likes of which the world has never seen.
I love that you troll Trump and you encourage other prominent progressives to troll, but you said Mary Trump's book sold more copies in its first week than in the last 40 years of Art of the Deal. It sold more than Art of the Deal over the last however many years in 1 week. And you said, has anyone informed Donald Trump?
Uh-oh.
I mean, that is... That is amazing.
I don't even know if he reads his tweets. It would be nice to know if, like, he reads. I mean, he must read some of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and by the way, I love how you just broke it down on Twitter. You said it's no longer a difference of political opinions. You're either a moral person or you support Trump. I mean, the fact that he's not at zero polling just makes me...
I don't understand it, but you know what? I have a family member who's, as we all do, is a Trump supporter, and it's so... weird, because I think that part of the reason she supports Trump is because she has certain angers I won't get into, but certain angers in her own life that she refuses to face. So I think she just turns everything around on liberals and, you know, the GOP with their fear mongering. I mean, I don't know if you've seen Laura Ingraham's tweets lately, but she keeps saying things like, so does, oh, I can't remember, but like GOP is like, if Biden is president, this is going to happen. And, you know, they like, there's not going to be any more Mount Rushmore or some ridiculous scare tactic. And it's like, I think I said something like, if Biden's president, your booty's going to explode. And it's like, they just do they say anything to freak you out. And it's just, I don't know. I'm losing my thought. I think
that's why it's not going to work, because they're running against a Joe Biden that doesn't exist. It's right. Like, you're calling the police and there's no answer. And he's not defunding the police. But anyway, because I, as you know, come from a Republican family. Was your so you grew up in Southern California? Was your family conservative? Or
no. My one of my relatives. Thankfully, it's only one is a Trump supporter, but the rest of us are all liberals. And my mother is also like of agenda of manicide feminist, raging feminist, right. And she always has been. And she raised me as a single mother. I mean, my father and her split when I was 3. Yeah. So fortunately, my father is also a feminist, and I'm lucky. I'm really lucky that way. But yeah, my mom is the woman who, you know, you asked me about that in the beginning. And yes, Rush Limbaugh is when I became a, you know, public vocal feminist. But my mom was the person who took care of everything. You know, when we had, whether it was fixing plumbing or whatever, she was there doing it all herself. So I watched her. And so it's like, I mean, I didn't, like I said, I didn't walk into a room and go, I'm a feminist.
Right.
But
right.
I've always been one. You know?
All right. Allow me to dig through your pre-Bob love life and personal life. No kids, obviously. Have you ever been married or what was your path to Bob? Tell us about... How long have you been with Bob Seska?
Well, we've been together for 5 years. And I, the last boyfriend, like committed relationship that I was in before Bob was when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I dated, but I wasn't like, there was nobody that, like one guy that I really fell for lived in another country. And he was going over there for a couple of years and coming back. But long story short, it just didn't work out. But I went out with this guy. For off and on for 4 years.
Yeah.
I like to call him Turd. And he told me after, like, we weren't going out anymore. It was never serious, but it was just like dating and having sex and having dinner. That's basically what we did.
Yeah.
So after we weren't together anymore, I used to pester him because I used to sell industrial chemicals and I wanted him.
Oh, that's hot.
What? Yeah, it actually was. That's a totally interesting story. But anyway, so I would try to pressure him to buy my products. And so we met in California. We met at a coffee shop in the middle of the day. There was a whole bunch of women around. And so we're sitting there and he keeps telling me, he's like, you know, and at this time he was married and had a kid. And so he's telling me that you used to love me. You wanted to marry me, didn't you? And I was like, really? No. We didn't have that kind of relationship. And he kept pushing and he kept pushing. And then finally, I could tell that he was frustrated because he just wanted me to, like, break down and go, yes, I loved you.
Oh, God.
So he looks at me and he says, women over 40 lose their value. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I repeated what he said. Like, so all the women in the coffee shop could hear, and they all look at him and they all glare, and he puts his hands up in the air and he's like, don't blame the messenger. And I mean, this is the guy I went out with who told me, he says to me, you have less money than the homeless man at the 7-Eleven.
Oh,
wow. He sounds great. Sorry, that one got away.
Yeah, he and I didn't. I mean, it was off and on, but it was mostly off. So I just, like, would go out with him because I wanted a date. But yeah, so then there was, I went out with an artist for a little while. And then I went out with the angry man. And he was also long distance, but the angry man eventually screamed at me we were on the phone, and he started screaming at me, like, in an abusive way. And I was like, that's it. I hung up and I thought, you know what? At this point, I think it was like 2012.
Yeah.
And I just thought, fuck it. I don't give a shit. At the time I was 40 something, 43, whatever I was. And I just thought, I don't give a shit anymore. I don't care if I ever meet a man, and I wasn't upset about it. And I was alone for about 2.5 years. And then Bob and I were like,
I knew this
friendly.
Was the Bob part. I knew this was the Bob. And then Bob Seska appeared.
I mean, he and I had known of each other. Because we were Facebook friends, but we never talked. And then eventually the way that we met was because I invited him to be in it was this Facebook group that was political. And, you know,
I knew you met in a nerd group. I knew, because you're both nerds.
Yes, we were a nerd group. And then it was just all about the refrigerator.
Okay. All right, let's quickly, because I know we almost have to wrap here. But can I just tell you the first time I saw Bob Seska? It was in Hawaii. Yes. It was in Hawaii. I was sitting waiting by the pool in Hawaii, and he just appeared, and it was like a sunset. It was like a sunset. He appeared in a big Hawaiian
like
shirt,
PI, right?
Looking like Magnum PI. I was like, holy fucking shit, that's the hottest man I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's a nice looking guy.
And but I gotta say, you're a lot. You're gorgeous and smart and funny and. In my experience, men have a hard time with strong women that are a lot. I could not think of a more perfect couple than you and Bob.
Yeah.
Bob is exactly the man that could handle a woman like you. I mean, it really, he is smart and funny and just lovely and moral and not threatened by a woman like you. That's
right.
Got to be hard to
think. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I feel like, one of the we're kind of like the same person. I mean, he's got his nerd stuff and I got my stuff, but we are very similar and we have similar personalities. And like you said, his mom told me, and I hope he doesn't get mad at me for this, but she said that he was kind-hearted. He was a kind-hearted man. And when I first met her, and he really is, he's a big, strong, buff guy.
He looks like a super fucking pissed off bouncer, right?
Yeah.
He always looks pissed off in every selfie.
Like, with his resting angry man face.
Uh-huh.
But he's just a sweetheart. And I appreciate the fact that he isn't intimidated by me, because many men have been intimidated.
Yes, he's a big moosh. Bob Seska's a big moosh. Ah.
Oh my God.
We know he's mushy, mushy. He's a mushy, mushy boy.
He totally is.
Can you tell us the sex in the refrigerator story real quick? Because Bob was actually doing a spot about needing to find a part on Amazon. For his refrigerator, because he said he and Kimberly broke it having sex in the refrigerator. So was it like a 9.5 weeks? What was happening exactly?
Well, you know, I know this is not as sexy as you want, but it really just started because I have hot flashes. And so we just were like, where are we going to do it?
Oh.
And it just turned out to be the refrigerator.
That's hot to
so
me.
That's it. It's all about the hot flashes.
It literally is like when, I don't know, like Wonder Woman met Superman. You look like, I can imagine a moment when you're like, oh, you are genetically engineered,
super
hot,
soldier.
Tall, sexy, smart, funny super soldier like me. We must conquer the world together. We must save America together. You are.
And
we
drive the same freaking car.
Oh, my God.
All right, now you disgust me.
No, it's so,
I can't take
so
any more happiness. The podcast is Start Me Up on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Yep. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic writer, author. Get her books. Get read her blogs. Follow her on Twitter.
Jody Hamilton will be joining her next week on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
We're keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
It's all a big orgy. It's all a big orgy. Kimberly, I've loved you from afar for so long. Thanks for doing this. We had the AOC thing happened, and we light bulb. We were like, angry agenda of manicide.
Yes.
Kimberly Johnson.
Thank you for having me on. I love you, too.
All right. Mwah. We love you, Kimberly.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Happy hour.
Bye-bye. Bye.